Hi, welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast, episode 3. Here I'm Andrew Robinson with...
This is Damien.
And I'm Barbara Walters. Actually, no, it's not that. You are known as Michael.
That's just horrible. Why would you want to be Barbara Walters?
I don't know. 60 Minutes, Barbara Walters. I could have been Connie Chung. I could have been Tom Brokaw. I could have been...
I more had you for a Couric.
Couric. At least 5 of them, I'm sure, yeah. No, actually, no, I don't have that much. That's more for, you know, Bono.
Oh, okay, yeah. But he is number one, right?
Yeah, Bono.
All right.
What the hell are you guys
doing? Don't worry.
I'll show you.
Am I on the right podcast?
I'll show you what that was about later. Today we're going to be talking about the Golden Globes. We'll be reviewing Benjamin Button. We'll be going through whatever else we feel like talking about.
Whatever else. We'll be going through news and trailers.
Yeah.
You know, whatever else. All right? There's structure. This is the official podcast, in case you've all forgotten.
Official or unofficial?
It's official.
Official.
Didn't we go through this last week?
I think we did, but I wasn't 100% officially certain on the official nature of...
We found some people, you know, moonlighting with Andrew's name, G-Man Reviews, and we've had to put a stop to it.
I'd like to thank you for that, you know, because we need to represent for G-Man Reviews.
Well, actually, we really shouldn't talk about it here. I mean, we did go to some
extreme measures. I won't incriminate myself. Just know I was here Tuesday evening between the hours of 4 and 6.
Wow.
You are our alibi, Andrew.
All right, the Golden Globes. It happened last week Sunday. I actually live chatted it with two people, Ethan Vespi from Screen Geeks and Movie Moxie.
And I, like any other self-respecting man, watched 24 instead.
I'll be quiet before Dave Chen slaps me for whatever I want to say right now.
You need to watch it. It's an awesome
show.
I'm
going to watch it. I have season 1 queued up. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, 24 is nonsense. Moving right out.
All right. The Golden Globes. There were lots of surprises. A couple expected stuff went on. I mean, I know you guys really don't give a shit about awards and stuff.
That is true.
No, well, no, I wouldn't say I don't care about it, but... It just, 24 trumps the Golden Globes in my view. I'm sorry. That's all it is. But I did, you know, watch the tail end of it after 24. I saw Mickey Rourke's speech. I saw Kate's second speech. You know, it was fun to watch. However, 24.
All these awards are for us to put winner on the back of the box for the DVD cases. So, I mean, it doesn't make the movies any better. So why should I waste 3 hours of my time? Where I could do, you know, something productive like sleeping.
Because then you could watch Beyonce sing Put a Ring on It.
Yes. I'm not following you,
but I mean, yeah, the awards kind of 3 hours waste of time, I can get that. But not even to like check at the end of the day, like, oh, Kate Winslet won over Meryl Streep.
If I don't agree with the awards, then it's just going to make me angry. And if I do agree with the awards, then it has changed nothing. So why would I put myself through that? Why waste that time?
Okay, on to the awards. Slumdog Millionaire and Kate Winslet did very well, I believe.
Yeah, it was amazing. Slumdog won everything it was nominated for.
Well, no, did Kate Winslet win? Was she only nominated for the two things she won?
Yeah, just for the two.
Well, that's amazing. How can you win Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress?
Well, I haven't seen The Reader. By the trailer, I thought she was the lead actress in the movie, so I was wondering how she was nominated for supporting for The Reader.
I guess that's what happens when you're Kate Winslet. You have that name, so that even if you're a supporting, it's just like, do you remember this? Oh, that movie was so bad. This movie with Colin Farrell and Kiefer Sutherland was billed. It was The Phone Booth. And Kiefer Sutherland was in the movie for about 2 minutes.
I heard the other day that his audio was added like months later after shooting.
Really? Was it?
I think it was someone else who was supposed to do that part and he fell out and they switched the audio.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, I'm sure that she got top billing because she is such a big star now.
I mean, I'm looking at the list here for Best Motion Picture. Out of these 5, yeah, I'd have probably picked Slumdog, but that still doesn't make it. the best motion picture last year.
What would you have said for best motion picture?
Hold on. I already know what you're going to say is the best motion picture of last year. I'm going to ask outside of the Dark Knight. What is the best motion picture of next year?
I like Quid Pro Quo more than all of the movies here.
Isn't that a documentary?
No.
No? Okay. There we go. I show my ignorance as usual.
I like that more. There's a couple of movies that I saw last year that I'd have probably put higher than Slumdog. But, I mean, given the list, why not?
Okay.
Given the list, I wanted Revolutionary Road to win. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to happen. I knew Slumdog was going to win Best Movie. But I think Revolutionary Road was a better film overall. Slumdog was more flash than anything else.
And I, of course, only saw two out of the three movies, so I really can't say. But I did love Frost Nixon. Curious Case, not so much. But we'll talk about that later.
I might have enjoyed Curious Case more than Slumdog. I mean, the love story aspect in Slumdog was kind of... You know, they just... It was poorly done, let me say that. So I enjoyed that aspect more in Curious Case. But the overall story in Slumdog was probably a better story. But I probably preferred Curious more than Slumdog in the end. But the only movie I haven't seen on this list is The Riddle. So Slumdog, I'd give it to Slumdog.
Okay. So what else do we have to talk about this thing? Let's see.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
There were three animated movies nominated this year.
Yes, but Andrew, stop. I know exactly what you're going to say.
There was Kung Fu Panda, and then there was this movie that I have on my top 10 of 08.
I understand.
And we had this
do.
Whole argument about yes. what it won for best animated film of 2008, and that was WALL-E.
Uh-huh. Oh, was that a question?
I want to know how you feel.
It's not that I feel. I just know that you're still wrong. I mean, just because somebody else is wrong doesn't make you right. You know?
You know, for thousands of years, people thought the world was flat. It didn't make them any less wrong, did it?
Right? But it made them all wrong together and made them enjoy
right.
that.
So you feel better that the Golden Globes are award you clearly don't care for, right? It doesn't really matter to you. You said that yourself. So you're happy that they... You know, agreed with your.
Wait, he said that?
With your, yeah, he's like, he doesn't want to watch the Golden Globes.
No, I sat down and I watched the Golden. I enjoy watching most of these Golden Globes and Oscars, the awards. I know you guys don't care about it.
All right. Well, I mean, both was a better movie. And what was the other one nominated?
Kung Fu Panda.
Well, yeah. We all know Kung Fu Panda was better. It made more money.
I exempt myself from this "we all" statement.
I have to say that I have
people
not
voted
watched...
with their pockets, and WALL-E lost that fight. And Bolt was better than both of them. So I don't.
You're saying Bolt is better than Kung Fu Panda?
I am saying Bolt is better than Kung Fu Panda.
What? No. So
far better than Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda, the story inside, was well done, but the action and the story is, you know, as run-of-the-mill and formulaic as possible. And there was nothing really special about it. It was just well done. But Bolt was, you know, a dog trying to find his way back to his master, but it was not ordinary dog, and it was not ordinary master. And that was done far much better than both those movies. Right. And, I mean, to where CG is now, there's really nothing separating it. WALL-E, some of the CG work was a bit better, but, I mean, it's a cartoon at the end of the day, so it's not like the CG work was out of this world.
They did go to space.
Yes, they did. And
they did?
It didn't make the movie any better, did it?
You bastards, you know I haven't seen that movie.
WALL-E I'm talking about.
Oh, WALL-E. Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about Bolt. No. I kind of tuned everybody out.
No.
Because I was like, I don't want to hear about these movies. I have not seen them.
No, you know? Bolt didn't go to space there. I spoiled something that didn't happen.
You bastard.
Yeah. It all works out in the end.
Wonderful. That's what I would have hoped for, you know, seeing as it's a children's
movie. Dexter Lost.
Yes, what the hell? Come on. Wait, to Mad Men, which awards are you looking at here? Best television series. Okay, yes, Dexter series. Did lose, which is unfortunate because...
Absolute
it
nonsense.
Was so amazing. Just for Jimmy Smith's portrayal of his character alone.
But to be fair, The Wire never won anything. It's the best TV ever.
No, he didn't. I think he got nominated for a writing award once out of all five seasons.
So it's never been nominated or won anything. So, I mean, thus proving our point. Why no one should be watching any of these.
So what you're saying is that real solid, you know, film.
But hold on.
Are not rewarded?
I have to stop you. I've been watching Mad Men season one, and if season two is as good as season one is, I'd give it over Dexter.
Yeah, but we're not using ifs, are we? They said that it is better. You haven't seen it.
Have you seen Mad Men?
No, but I have seen Dexter.
Which they clearly did not.
Clearly they weren't watching.
At least, no, I really have to temper this by saying I have not watched either season one or two of Mad Men, so I really have no say in the matter, but I mean, Dexter was amazing.
What 30 Rock, Rock 1 or music or comedy?
30 Rock is hilarious, I have to say.
I don't know where they get the headings for these things.
Oh yeah, hold on, just to change something, The Wire got nominated for two Emmys, one in 2005 and one in 2008, both for writing.
Yeah, because the acting in The Wire and, you know, the cinematography, you know, all that, you know,
it was just
the writing was good, but everything was good.
The writing wasn't good because it never won. The writing was okay. It was average.
In fact, I think that entire series was just 5 years wasted on my life.
Yeah, it's highly overrated. It's
never won anything.
I actually just got the box set and I finished season one already.
It's complete. I don't know why people keep talking about this Wire foolishness. And there's so many better shows according to all these award shows that we should be watching.
I'm happy to see Danny Boyle won something though. He won his director
for Slumdog Millionaire.
I've been following him for so long. I love Trainspotting. I love 28 Days Later. I think it's one of
I definitely don't agree with that win though.
With this win, really? Yeah, because, I haven't seen Slumdog, so I don't know.
Curious Case and Revolutionary Road. I think the direction in those movies. Better than Slumdog, definitely.
Well, the direction, I suppose the direction was...
We're going to talk about this later, but especially like the use of film grain in Curious Case. Like in the beginning, like when they were showing way in the past, like the screen, like I was wondering if there was something wrong.
Oh, you know what I love, by the way, you know what I loved about that movie was the running joke with the electrocution.
That's what I was laughing at.
Yeah, that's what I just realized when I heard him with the grain. I was like, what's he talking about? And then I remembered that every time he's like, did I ever tell you? That was so good.
But like at the start of the show, you know, it looked like how movies made in, you know, movies depicting the 20s should look. And as they brought it more and more into present day, like the screen cleared up, it looks like how movies are made now. So I like how he shot the movie, definitely the CG work and like the makeup, and Benjamin Button was the attention to detail in that movie is really, really astounding. But I mean, Slumdog, it looks like any other Bollywood film, like all of Bollywood films that I've seen.
Let's not call it like any other Bollywood film, because any other Bollywood film I would turn off after 20 minutes.
Hey, some of them are good.
I don't know about that. I've seen like four.
No, hey, you know what? You know which one is nice? I like Shel Bachet is in it actually. Mm. The wedding, Monsoon Wedding.
Isn't he not living?
Well, she is. Yeah,
exactly. This is my point. I haven't seen any of them, so I don't know what to talk about.
I've seen very few, and I don't know any of their names.
Okay.
But when it comes to the best director, I actually wanted Ron Howard to win for Cross Nixon. Because, I mean, even though, as you said, probably Sam Mendes for Revolutionary Road and what was the other one you heard? David Fincher for Curious Case. Ron Howard made A Conversation interesting.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. You don't know how much of that conversation, because I have to say the acting was spot on in that. But you think how much of that was really directing as opposed to acting?
But no, I mean, the interest for me came more from camera angles chosen, the just cutting from left to right, keeping you interested in what everyone was saying as it was happening. You know, I hate to have to cut the actual word out of the movie, and I think it would have been better if they never actually said it directly, but they made it actually feel like a boxing match.
But, I mean, that section, the boxing match aspect, was about 25% of the movie. So that part was well directed, but the rest of the movie, I mean, it wasn't anything special about the direction for the rest of the movie. When they had, they were doing a pseudo-documentary thing throughout the movie. So, all they did was have sit people down and point the camera dead in their face, and they're, you know, talking as if it were a documentary. And then, his journey over to America and him trying to get funding. I mean, those scenes made up a majority of the movie. The final section with the boxing mask aspect, I agree, that was well directed, and, you know, it kept you engaged, and you were wondering, you know, I mean, we knew what was going to happen. Maybe Andrew didn't know, because he doesn't know jack about history, clearly. Yeah, Hitler died in the head.
How did he die again? Was he shot?
Something like that. But, I mean, I wouldn't give it to Ron Howard for Frost. I wouldn't give it to him. But, again.
What do you say? No matter.
Yeah, not really.
And again, we see here Gabriel Byrne winning over Michael C. Hall for Dexter.
Yeah.
Another show none of us has watched.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. It was on every day for 3 weeks. I'm sorry, I don't have that much devotion.
And funny enough, it's the only show here that I've never even heard about it.
No, I heard about it. I saw the advertisements, but I just didn't want to watch a show every night.
Yeah, and I think I saw maybe 15 minutes of one episode, and that was it. I didn't really catch on.
Maybe I'll find a DVD somewhere.
Yeah, that's what will happen.
One thing I want to ask about, there's this thing that people are talking about, the fact that 99% of the time, I don't know the exact percentage, whenever someone wins an award for the Golden Globes, they never win it for the Oscars. And Heath Ledger won for The Dark Knight for Best Supporting Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll still win in the Oscars? Or will they snub him because he got the Golden Globe?
I think they will probably... I think they'll give it to him.
Yeah,
because
they will give it to him because he's
he can't
dead.
Get there. He can't
because
get
he's
anymore.
Dead, I honestly.
Yeah.
If he was still alive, they wouldn't have given it to him. I'm
he still,
sure,
he still has the Terry Gilliam movie.
Yes, but the Terry Gilliam movie may never come out. Note point, Don Quixote. That's all I have to say. Yeah, he's finally gotten his license back to do that, but
I mean,
that was what, 10 years ago he started with that movie?
Right, I haven't seen Doubt, but, I mean, Heath Ledger, if any of these names are repeated on the Oscar list for Best Supporting Actor, then he should win that easily. Because although I haven't seen Doubt, I heard that it's great, but Heath Ledger performance.
It was phenomenal. However, Philip Seymour and Ray Fiennes have it in them to pull off.
Yeah, but I have seen The Duchess. No, I've seen The Duchess. I've seen Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, but what about Philip Seymour?
Right,
Philip
so
Seymour could
saying.
Do it.
Yeah, so that's the wild card we're talking about.
Yeah, but you know what? I think they're going to give it to him because he can't get another one. And they tend to do that.
Yeah.
They gave your favorite guy there for Scent of a Woman. They gave Denzel.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, they gave Denzel for Training Day, which it was okay. It was a good performance, but should not have won it that year.
I agreed with the Training Day one because you know, all throughout my life watching movies, Denzel has always been this clean, you know, nice person. He's always the one saving people, and I legitimately hated him in that movie. Like when they shot him, I was happy. There was a smile. I couldn't believe that he could make such a transformation. Because him winning in that year, it didn't disappoint me. It wasn't like, oh, there was other people that could have won, but him getting it was not disappointing.
All right, keeping on the 99% time, someone doesn't win it in the Globes, they won't win it in the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Slumdog sweep the Globes. So I'm about to say it doesn't have a chance of winning one thing other than maybe cinematography or something like that at the Oscars. what do you want to win Best Picture at the Oscars?
You know what I want.
Assuming that isn't in the runs. Assuming The Dark Knight isn't there, what do you want to win?
Number two movie wouldn't be in there either.
Was it?
I'm going to be the wild card. I'm going to say that my number one movie of 2008 that I want to win is
Not The Dark Knight.
No, it's not The Dark Knight. Or Dark Knight. It's what's the name of the damn movie? It's
That's impressive. My number one movie of the year.
I love that movie. I just like to let you know.
Yeah, that movie's awesome.
That movie, it made me feel like I had to go and call my parents.
It is.
Apologize.
No, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, fine. My number one movie for 2008 is The House Bunny. Hands down. Come on.
Alright, that's We're moving back.
Damien, what were you saying again? What were you saying this time?
I really want to see the readout before I make like any final judgment. Because Slumdog, definitely, I really don't want Slumdog to win. Because I don't think it's the best move right here. If I could have my way, I'd have In Bruges.
Really? In Bruges?
You could have your way. You mean you just knock all these people over the head?
Like, just to have something that no one in a million years would think.
I love that movie, but yeah. I don't know if it's Best Picture.
No, exactly. So, like, I need to watch. I need to see their list first and be sure that everything on the list I agree with. The one movie I'm praying that they don't win, that doesn't win, is Milk. But
why
knowing
is that?
The Oscar, because that movie is boring.
What's so boring about it?
It's run of the mill. As in, if you know anything about history, Andrew, you know the story of Harvey Milk. And it was basically paint by numbers, right? So there was nothing really special about this man's life. It was kind of boring, and then he kind of won a seat in the government, and that's it. And they slept with a lot of people. That's it. I hope the movie doesn't win, because it's not much like Brokeback Mountain. It was just such an ordinary story. If it had been, you know, not a gay person, but, you know, a straight person, the movie would have been 2 minutes long. Right? There have been nothing special about that movie. Much like Brokeback Mountain. Right? If it was about straight people instead of gay people, right? We would not need to see that.
But
movie.
That's the point though. I mean, Brokeback Mountain was, that was the point of the movie. And
right.
it played it well.
Right.
I mean,
So,
it's
the,
not
the
as
point
if...
of the movie is, you know, for people to, you know, be more accepting about other people's lifestyle choices, right? But I don't need 2 hours of boring dialogue to get that point across. It's unnecessary.
I shrug my shoulders. I really cannot say yay or nay. I have not seen the movie.
I love
I
Milk.
It
movie,
seems
no,
as
no,
if it
I
was going to be...
Milk.
No, I have to say, from the trailers and from all the talk on the intertubes, it looks like it's good. So I can't...
No, it's not a bad movie. It's just boring.
I mean, I think it's just that I generally tend to like those historical biopics which are political. Recently, I've kind of fallen in love with them. There's Milk, there's Charlie Wilson's War.
Right, I like
awesome.
It. Yeah, I like that movie. Frost Nixon.
I
like that movie too. But this movie, I mean, like the performances were well done, but I just think the movie as a whole was kind of boring.
All right, I'll leave you alone.
So I hope that doesn't.
All right. Still keeping on the Globes, right? How do you think about Mickey Rourke winning for Best Actor?
I think he's a good actor. I never saw The Wrestler.
Yes.
I was, you know, I never got to watch that. But I don't know. Well, who else was there?
Alright, the other nominees for that
nominees,
was Leonardo DiCaprio for Revolutionary Road.
Yes.
There was Frank Langella, who played Nixon in Frost Nixon. There was Sean Penn for Milk. And Brad Pitt for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
And again, I'm a very bad, you know, movie podcast person, seeing as I've only watched 2 of these movies. So I would say that out of the 2 I saw, Langella was the best actor, or the better actor. He definitely trounced Brad Pitt there. But I couldn't really say anything else about the others. I know offhand, I love Mickey Rourke. I've seen a few of his movies. And he's just fantastic. So I don't doubt that he was as good as they say he was.
But, yeah, I haven't seen the rest of those. So.
Right now, I've seen all of those movies. Mm-hmm. Right? When I made my predictions on my site, I hadn't seen Ben Button, but I can say Brad Pitt was more or less a filler for this.
Yeah, he played Brad Pitt.
There is no reason to nominate him for acting for Curious Case. I love Sean Penn in Milk. I love Frank Langella. I love DiCaprio. I love Mickey Rourke. But it was a 50-50 bet for me between Sean Penn and Mickey Rourke. And I wanted to give it to Sean Penn since I loved Milk so much more than the wrestler.
But Andrew, seriously, you never go for me. He knows this. And
we don't go full retard.
Ever since then, he's been labeled. You know that. He can't get the award anymore.
Because he went full retard.
But at the end,
you never go full retard.
Speedman won. At the end, Thug Speedman won the award.
But you never go full retard. He went all out of that.
I actually just got the director's cut of Tropic Thunder and finished going through the movie and like 2 hours of special features, and I cannot say it's an amazing DVD.
Yes, I definitely need to swipe that and watch it.
Alright. Still keeping on the awards, one thing I wanted to give a mention was that the Oscars a couple weeks ago announced the 7 films shortlist for the Oscars for visual effects.
Visual effects.
Hold on. And movies nominated is number one, Australia.
I'm sorry. I know you shouldn't really laugh on the radio, right?
This isn't but radio.
On the radio.
If Australia wins, that's it. I'm done with movies forever.
Number two, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
That's...
Number three, The Dark Knight.
Visual effects.
Well, remember, you know, visual effects don't have to be CGI. Visual effects actually started out with non-CGI.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand. But
number four, Hellboy 2. 5, Iron Man. 6, Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Oh, good lord.
7, Mummy 3.
Right.
Now, I saw you. You shook your hand when you saw Iron Man. However, I have to say that the only reason you don't want Iron Man to win is because you don't like the movie. It's different. It's different categories. It's not if you think the movie was great. It's if you think the visual effects in the movie was great.
First of all, do like Iron Man. I don't know where you got it in your head that I don't like
Iron Man. No. The argument is Hulk is better than Iron Man.
No. Hulk is not better than Iron Man. It can't be.
All right, whatever.
Leaving that one alone, we've had enough of that.
Visual effects, Hellboy, hands down.
Thank you. That's the one I want to win.
Del Toro created a world in that movie that only Del Toro can dream of and put on film. There's very few movies that have like art and design done like Del Toro movies. Have you seen The Fall?
No, I haven't seen The Fall.
You need to see that movie.
Have the DVD. I'm going to watch it soon.
Like, the visuals in that movie are spectacular. And Hellboy, I mean, the movie wasn't great. But
the visuals. Wow.
Del Toro has that nailed down.
I mean, the visuals, not all of them were as real as they were made in some movies like Curious Case or The Dark Knight. But they fit the movie.
Right.
And it fit it perfectly. And it was wonderful to watch.
Australia can't win.
No.
Because there's a stampede scene that I can do a better CG work than that.
The only movie on this list I haven't seen is Journey to the Center of the Earth.
And you don't need to see that one. Believe me, you don't need to see that movie. You can skip that. Visuals in that movie were... It was but like
Damien,
pacing real people
Damien,
in Wall-E world.
It's 3D. Come on, it has to be done.
Oh yeah, I want to nominate Wall-E.
For what?
For best visual effects. Because that movie needs to win everything. The screenplay,
I hope you know.
Yeah,
no,
can we move forward? Let's just discuss this. We're going for it. That's enough for that.
All right. One thing I want to talk about is a couple of the surprise moments of the Golden Globes. Not so much the who won, but like what happened. For example, when Mickey Rourke went to do his acceptance speech. I don't know if you guys saw this.
And he said that he wasn't sure if he got the name right. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not just that, right?
I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
He didn't get the name right. That was number one. Number two, he cost who was it who ran it? NBC around how much thousands of dollars because he cursed following by cut the producer cutting to Darren Aronofsky in the crowd giving him the finger.
Wait, well, they actually got fined because Aronofsky gave the finger?
Yeah, because they showed it on air.
Well, it's their fault. They should have a 7-second delay. Jeez.
The FCC won't allow it.
No.
It's a good thing that, you know, they're voted in. Oh, wait, no, the FCC isn't.
Another great moment I enjoyed was when Kate Winslet won the Best Acting, Best Actress Award.
And made no mention
of Anne Hathaway. She was like trying to list off all the other people in the category, and by the time her mind realized she won the award, Anne Hathaway was forgotten.
Despite Anne Hathaway being tipped to win it. to win the
award. Yeah, I still haven't seen Rachel getting a married.
Oh, the internet.
And another thing which was awesome was when Ricky Gervais came on. I don't know if he was presenting or he was just saying some random rubbish, but he
didn't
came on.
Did you watch the show?
I did watch it, but my memory is fuzzy already.
So you don't know what he did?
History. It's in
history. Yes, right.
It's history. I don't read that stuff. and he sat there talking on the stage drinking his beer like there was nothing going on.
Tina Fey's acceptance.
Oh,
you can suck it.
And then finding out hours later on Slash Film that she actually mentioned real people over the internet.
This is why I don't like reading the internet. I didn't need any backstory to that. It was funny, you know.
Like, you know,
she just going on TV and telling people to suck it. That was all I need.
I mean, those moments were just golden.
Unintended.
No. My brain was actually moving too slowly, so I didn't realize I was making a pun.
Away from the Oscar, from
the Golden Globes. Whatever it was. One.
And going to our second segment, I think. What's the second segment? What we've been watching.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little about what we've been watching. What you guys been watching this week? If anything at all.
Well, that's a good question. I haven't been watching much this week. A lot of work, but I did start last night or night before. Watching Panic Room again for our upcoming episode.
Yeah, next week we'll be talking about Fincher.
Right, so I watched that, or the first maybe 45 minutes of it. It was better than I remember it. I did not like it the first time I saw it.
That's Jodie Foster.
Yeah, that's Jodie Foster. And actually, I'm pretty sure that it's the same Twilight girl as the daughter.
Yeah. I mean, Twilight is trash, but she's in good.
Yeah. What else have I been watching? I don't even know. I think I watched another movie that I've seen so many times.
Was that the movie that was the best movie of the year for you? The one that we still can't remember? I haven't got the name.
I gave it the name. It was The Host Bunny. The number one movie of 2008. What? You don't like Anna Faris?
I don't like Anna Faris.
What's wrong with her? She thinks
she's funny and she's not that pretty.
But Andrew, she gets on top of a manhole and then burns her cooch. Come on. How is that?
First of all, I know for a fact you haven't watched that movie. And I have. That movie is horrendous. I'm calling you out right now. I'm ending all of this chat
podcast. Is going nowhere. All right, so what have you watched this week, Andrew?
As I said, I just got the Wire box set. And for the first time since it aired originally on HBO, I sat down and I rewatched season one of The Wire. And that show is just awesome.
But it never won anything.
So it can't be good.
So it can't be
good.
You're lying, Andrew.
No. The awards just point out some things that you didn't know were there before, like Mad Men.
Right.
You didn't know Mad Men was there. You probably wouldn't watch it if it didn't win an award.
No, I knew about Mad Men. I just know I don't have the time to watch Mad Men right now.
Because Dexter is on.
Right.
Well, not anymore, but...
And there's other things that I need to catch up on. Yeah. I intend to watch Mad Men, whether or not it won anything. The Wire didn't win anything. So it couldn't have been that good. We're all just, you know...
No.
Brainwashing.
It is...
Those bastards that slash me.
It is a show that has been brushed off every year, and I don't know why.
For good reason. Because it couldn't be that good.
Because it's on a non-traditional
station. I mean, it was airing
but
on
The
IFC,
Sopranos
right?
was nominated
no,
every
no,
year.
No, I think it's AMC.
But The Sopranos was nominated every year.
But The Sopranos wasn't on AMC. That was on HBO.
But we were just talking about how The Wire got brushed off.
Right, because it was on a non-traditional channel.
Yes, but The Sopranos was nominated every year, and that's on HBO as same as The Wire.
The Wire was on HBO?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Are you being serious? You didn't know it was on HBO?
No, he's being sarcastic.
Oh.
No, okay.
I have to tell him, he caught me because I thought for a while he was talking about Mad Men. And so I was like, yeah, Mad Men was on AMC. I didn't realize he was talking about The Wire. But no, I have to say though, however, speaking of shows that we've been watching lately, what I've been watching Black Books, which is just hilarious. It's one of my favorite shows. It's this British thing with Dylan Moran and, you know, Bilbo from... You bastard. From skip to the end.
Spaced.
Spaced, right. Which I love and you've stolen from me. But
it's mine.
But yes, I've been watching that show.
I've actually been banned from watching that show.
Which show?
Black Books.
Why?
Because I work at the front desk somewhere. And that show, you don't want to watch that show and have to do.
All of a sudden you'll get a little bit more antisocial,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Get out of the shop. Get out.
Give me a ham sandwich with a pickle.
We're closed, damn it.
I don't think that would work very well for this job.
No one has worked out. It's not ideal.
What do you think? It's about on par with Computer Says No?
Like, have you shown that show to any of your co-workers and have they gotten, like...
No, I actually don't like people at work. I try not to speak with them or have direct eye contact because those people are assholes.
Whoa.
That's not a nice thing to say.
I don't know any of you people, so I have nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you as far as I know.
They don't like movies. They don't like good movies. I told them to go
watch... I don't like any of you.
No, I told them to go watch The Dark Knight. No one went. I told them to go watch Iron Man. No one went. Do you know what they did? As a front desk team, they went to watch Tyler Perry's last movie. So now you understand the type of people.
Is there a problem with that?
Yes. They
decided. It's a family that prays together. You don't pray together.
They decided not to watch good movies, but to watch garbage instead. And came to work talking to me about it.
I'd just like to let you know, Damien, officially you're fired. Because I made a statement last week, we don't talk about Tyler Perry's movies on this podcast. You've just broken the first rule. You're fired.
I'll have my check in leather-bound pounds, and then I'll leave.
Anyways, what, you found something interesting?
It's on the site that I don't generally read. I don't know why. I actually went there, but there is an article posted at 3:22 p.m. today by Peter Soretta about a teaser trailer for 500 Days of Summer. Holy crap. It's a Zoe Deschanel movie, that's all I have to say. Awesome.
Yes, I'm still begging Fox, but I think they're going to pass me this time.
The Happening says hello.
It has a release date in July this year, though, so we'll get to see it eventually.
Didn't The Happening come out in July?
There's no Mark Wahlberg in this movie.
Yeah, that was what.
And there's no M. Night Shyamalan.
Thank you.
So yeah, season one of The Wire. This is the one where they're actually dealing with the drug dealers Avon Barksdale and Stringer Bell.
And I'd like to make a note that McNulty is actually a main character. Yeah. Which is a good thing usually in The Wire. His character is great.
And they explained how to play chess. Which is awesome.
That is the best explanation
of chess I've ever heard.
It sounds a lot like if I explained chess.
The last time I watched the first season was when the first season was out. Sorry, I don't remember it. Pat me on the back.
You're sad.
Well, it's not our fault that you found the show late.
No, I just continuously watch a while. It has nothing to do with finding the show late. I love that series because it's awesome. I have decided not to watch any more movies with Andrew. Andrew has destroyed a movie that I used to like.
What movie is
that? That was the movie we watched The Fountain.
Right, we watched The Fountain recently. And I think I'm going to stop watching movies with people in general.
Why is this? What happened?
Okay. The first, like, I watched The Phone and it was a great movie.
I really love that movie. It's a DVD I just got.
Then me and my sister sat down and watched it, sometime afterwards. And at the end of the movie, my sister got up and said, you just made me sat down for 2 hours to watch a man fly a tree into space. Right? Which is the gist of the movie, believe it or not. He flew a tree into space. And my sister wasn't pleased with the fact that, so he lives all this time, and until they had the technology to go into space, right? Personal flights into space. And he took a tree with him and flew into space to a dying star, right? And that was hilarious to me because the movie isn't about that. But when you say it like that, it sounds like the movie's nonsense. And then I recently watched it with Andrew. And Andrew pointed out something at the end of the movie. It's kind of a Lord of the Rings parody.
Please don't. No, it's just one end shot where like he has the ring going to his finger, and I just sat there and I said, like, one ring
to rule them up. And then he dropped the ring. So that's it. I can't ever watch The Fountain again because all I'll see is a man flying a tree into space and Lord of the Rings.
Every time you see a ring.
Exactly. So that movie's done. But
hold on. I mean, that movie is totally underrated across the world, and I'd like to say, if anyone who hasn't seen Darren Aronofsky's The Fountain, you need to go out and watch it. Find the DVD, rent it, watch it online over Netflix or something. All people do that stuff.
Yeah, movies was really good. Thanks, much.
You're welcome. Just like Valkyrie and...
Wow. I destroyed Valkyrie for yourself. Mr. I don't know anything about history.
No, I was talking about the Eddie Izzard and the... Oh. And the Silent Wolf thing. Right. So I've destroyed that one. We've destroyed that one too.
Good work.
shall we destroy today?
Smallville is back. This episode. You know, kind of average. Whatever.
I don't watch Smallville.
Scrubs.
Ooh.
Scrubs is still Scrubs.
Scrubs is good.
Did I miss... This week's Scrubs?
They're like four episodes out so far.
Really? Four two, episodes? Right.
Yeah, they played two each week.
I saw the first two then.
First two episodes I think were kind of weak. I thought personally it was kind of weak. Yeah, I mean, they were still enjoyable, but I really hated Courtney Cox.
She's a new lady in the show.
I don't know if she'll be the new lady for much longer.
Yeah.
After you see these episodes, you'll understand.
Okay. And I like the newest episodes the most. Those were pretty on par with regular Scrubs seasons. I mean, I always felt kind of sad after the writer's strike when they had to take a break, and when they come back and suddenly there's no more Elizabeth Banks as JD's girlfriend.
She did over like 19 movies last year. She's in everything.
Hold on.
Meet Bill, Meet Dave.
Hold on, she was in Meet
Yes,
Dave.
She was.
And she made a porno too.
Right,
so.
She made a porno. She was George Bush's bitch. I mean, she was in so many movies last year. It's ridiculous.
I'm pulling it up on IMDb now so we can officially say there, she was in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 movies.
Ooh, she was in
That was a TV series. Hold on. Right, she was definitely in Definitely Maybe, Meet Dave, Lovely Still, which I don't know, Zack and Miri Make a Porno, W, and Role Models.
Yeah, but when did Meet Bill come out? In 07 then?
I think it was an 07 festival movie, but it came out theatrically wide this year.
What else have you got?
My Name is Earl, which is, they have that formula nailed down.
Yeah, I love that show, but I have to say, I've been missing it consistently every week.
If you like that show, you don't need to watch episode after episode, because they're not really telling one continuous story. Mm-hmm. I just find things to make fun of.
Oh, you know what show is amazing? I only saw the first, like, 8, though, episodes. Is this new show on FX called Testies. That show is hilarious.
I've only watched
and
the first episode.
It's not about what you think it is about when you hear the name.
Testies.
Yeah, testies. Balls. It's not about balls. It's about people that work in a pharmaceutical testing place.
And screw so what does that have to do with balls?
Testies, like they test.
You know, tester, testies.
Balls? I'm confused.
Interviewer.
No more, David. You shall not talk anymore. You have lost your license to speak. So yes, testes is good.
Okay.
I don't have much else to say about that.
I enjoy my ball.
I only watched the first episode because you basically tied me down and made me watch it, and it was awesome. One of these days I'll get around to watching more, but not really in the mood yet.
Yeah.
So, that's what we've been watching, and we're going to move on to a couple of news items. I want to start out by saying, when are we seeing Watchmen?
Whenever they put it out. Now that it's actually coming out.
No. Hold on. As of last week, the statement from Damian and Douglas was that movie
this
is
shit
never
coming out.
And Andrew kept saying it's going to come out. All that's going to happen is Fox is going to get an extra payday this year. And guess what? That's exactly what has happened.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream. Get the money.
Right?
So it seems we have been proved wrong.
Yes. Yes. I feel so bad that the movie is actually coming out, Andrew. Oh, you've won this one. I shake my fist at you. I get to watch Watchmen after all.
No, the point isn't that we get to watch it. The point is that I'm right.
I have to
be good about this.
Your point is stupid, right? You are right about us getting to watch an awesome movie. Yay for you.
Yay.
Because I didn't want this movie to come out. I just wanted to sit and watch the trailers over and over again. So Andrew, again, shaking my fist. Can't believe you were right.
So yes, Fox and Warner Brothers have come to a settlement over Watchmen. And the details of the settlement were given out on Film School Rejects earlier today. And how it cashes out is that Fox will get $5 to $10 million off the top immediately, just for lawyer fees and whatever development stuff they want to get. And they're also going to get a 5 to 8.5% of the worldwide gross. Which means if the movie makes something like $300 million, they're going to get anywhere from $15 to $25.5 million.
Hang on. Remember what gross means. Gross is pre anything. So $300 million that it makes is not really gross. Is it? When people report actual sales on the movies, is that gross or net?
No, what they usually report is the gross profit.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, we see the net because people say Superman Returns flopped when it made $260 million, but it costed $250 million, which is why they say it flopped.
Yeah.
Right? We always see the gross. We never hear net, because if we heard net, we'd hear every weekend it made minus $500 million.
I see. Okay.
And that wouldn't be interesting at all.
So what we should do, right, to spite Fox, is no one watch this movie and we all buy it on DVD, cutting Fox out of the picture.
No one sees it, it'll never come out in DVD. Because they'll be like, oh, no one's going to watch it anyway.
Is he high? What does he mean by everything comes out on DVD? No matter how poorly the movie does, it still has to be a DVD release. Syndication has to happen. No matter how terrible... Meet Bill. Bolt made no money. Even Hugh Jackman had a movie last year.
Deception.
Deception. That made like $2 million and it came out on DVD.
Can I tell you that movie was real shit? I watched it.
Regardless, it still came out on DVD. So there's only one way, people. There's only one way to spite Fox. Give their $10 million, because they're going to get that anyway. No one watch this movie. And the second it comes out on DVD, we all bite like crazy people. We need to destroy the Dark Knight's record.
The DVD record.
We need to buy multiple copies of this DVD. Hand it out to people on the streets. It doesn't matter.
Can I say that Dark Knight record, I'm kind of sad. I wish Iron Man still kept it, because even though Dark Knight is better than Iron Man, the Iron Man DVD is 5 billion times better than the special edition of The Dark Knight that came out.
That's saying something, though, because the Iron Man DVD, even though it has a few things on it, it's not that great either.
It has like a 2-hour documentary
which I love to watch. Yeah, that's great. And I'm not saying that it's not informative and it's not great, but it's, I don't know, it's not extremely entertaining. I watched some of it, but I have not watched all of it. But however, go to a DVD like, say, the special Knocked Up DVD. I've seen every second of all of those extra features, because they're not only informative, they're entertaining.
Judd Apatow does give out good DVDs.
Yeah, clearly. But so I guess, yeah, the Dark Knight DVD must suck because Iron Man ain't dead.
Yay, Andrew's right. We get to watch a Watchmen. Yes.
And I will always be right. Thank you.
However, it seems that we have on Andrew's screen here a news report about a certain deadpan actor playing a certain loved, well, maybe not universally loved, but definitely loved by our leader here, character named Spike. Somebody from some sort of cartoon. I don't understand.
So they're destroying yet another childhood memory. I've loved Cowboy Bebop for a long time now. It's one of the only animes that still holds up because it's not just for children. And Fox. Do you hear who is making this movie? Not Fox Searchlight, who actually makes good movies.
Actually,
No, hold on.
I have a question about Fox Searchlight.
They're run by different people.
Hold on, no, we're willing to say they do good movies, but do they make any of them? Aren't they
they're just independent movies?
Yes, most of them are.
Sony class, picture class.
Yeah, those are just the movies that they buy out of the festivals. So, yeah.
Fair enough. But Fox is making this, and it will be terrible. And the first details coming out is that Keanu Reeves will play a charismatic Spike, which is impossible because Keanu Reeves, while he fits certain roles, Keanu Reeves cannot play Spike because
Keanu Reeves has
no facial expression.
Keanu Reeves does his best whenever he has to impersonate a piece of wood.
Alright, I'm not going to join this hate on Keanu Reeves, so please stop. You can make roles for Keanu Reeves, right? You know his limits, and you can work
whenever he's an alien.
Yes, whenever he plays someone that's not a human.
Okay, alright, so Fox, fine. The only way this will work is if you rewrite the entire thing and make Spike an alien.
Yeah, and that's going to work very well. Yes, that's what we want. We want what they're doing to Dragon Ball Z to have the Cowboy Bebop. And they took one look at DBZ and said, it'll never work on film. And everyone said, yes, so that means they're not going to make it? No. We're going to rewrite all of this.
Can I ask which studio is doing Dragon Ball?
Who cares? Honestly, nobody cares. I want that movie to make billions of dollars so that they can keep making more and more of those
movies.
Is
that a technical term? Billions?
Billions, yes.
Okay.
I think it's how many zeros is that? I think it's a billion, trillion, something like that. I think it's what George Bush spent on the war.
That's not nice.
Yeah, I know. And it's not nice that we don't have money anymore.
We do.
Thanks to George Bush.
Oh, wait,
you
sorry.
You don't have money because of George
Bush? We in the world.
Which America do you live in?
Oh, just for official statement, Fox produced.
Oh, Fox is the new Dragon Ball Evolution.
Thank you, Fox.
So, yeah. So, they're going to do what they did with Dragon Ball Z to the Cowboy Bebop, which this is not going to end well. But hopefully no one sees it and Fox keeps not making money and eventually Fox will go away. And
but
we
can
hope for the best.
We're seeing many animes coming over now. Speed Racer was earlier this summer, which was a great adaptation.
A great adaptation, yes. The movie was good. It was as good a Speed Racer adaptation as they could possibly mean.
And just for official mention, that was produced by Warner Brothers.
It didn't
Fox.
Make any money though.
But it was only okay. It was not great. It was.
Everyone so far removed from Speed Racer. Look, Speed Racer was big in like the 80s. That's like almost 20 years ago. That's the reason why it failed. If it was something, you know, a bit closer to our time, then it would, like Astro Boy, I know that's going to fail because Astro Boy is, we didn't watch Astro Boy.
Yeah, I actually don't know what Astro Boy is. I've seen the pictures.
Exactly,
and it looks familiar, but I don't think I've ever seen
it. Astro Boy is. We're in our 20s and we've never seen the cartoons for Astro Boy. So,
I've seen it.
Seeing it and having it run when we were small children is completely different.
Yeah, true. Dragon Ball Evolution is coming out this summer. Cowboy Bebop, as we're saying, is going to be made. They also have Gatchaman. They also have Akira, Ninja Scroll, They were talking about Ghost in the Shell earlier last year.
There's, of course, Thundercats movie that's been.
No, I don't believe in that.
With Vin Diesel and Brad Pitt.
I can say that I love that fan made video that was posted out.
I just want to know who's going to play Chitara. Please,
just
be
so
Halle Berry.
You can call her a hoe for the rest of her career.
Well, that's what Lionel calls her, and she comes. He calls, but let's be serious. He calls the hoe last, and she reaches first.
Well, she's the one with super speed.
Yeah, but there's other people. So why is she should call her first? He says Thundercats, and then she only responds to home. Oh, cartoons in the 80s.
One of my favorite cartoons.
Captain Planet.
Young.
Oh, yeah. I want a Captain Planet cartoon. I want all of that. I need a live action Pokemon cartoon. I mean, let's just crank out all of these. I want all of them to be.
All right. The question is seriously, is there any cartoon anime movie, anime that you think can make a good transition to live action?
No.
Movie?
Well, there's Jason the Wheeled Warriors. That one could work.
Much is the same problem we have with video games. Is that the type of media that it was made for, the type of media that is appeals to, you know, one type of demographic and one type, you know, it provides a certain type of entertainment that movies, that the movie version just it can't do.
Well, not
DBZ
all of them
was,
though, you know.
DBZ was famous, not because of the gripping story and the fantastic characters. That had nothing to do with it. You just love seeing people beat the tar out of each other week in and week out. And you can't have that in a movie, right?
But especially the Transformers, when it took though. No, seriously episodes. Though, Transformers was Japanime way back in the day.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Transformers.
Transformers did, I mean, nobody can argue that Transformers didn't do well.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it a good movie.
No, I didn't say that. All right, but I was actually, honestly, I went to the movie with two other people, right?
Me?
Yes, he was one of them. And I was the only one who came out and said that movie was crap.
I liked it as a big screen in my face, pretty pictures
Super
movie.
Tell what was happening,
but as soon as like it came out on TV and I watched it again, I went like, "Yup, that shit."
You know what though?
Finally, see. Things.
Funnily enough, I watch it on TV now, and I can kind of stomach it for a little bit. I don't think it's better. Like, I don't think it's good, but I can watch it. And I think part of that is because I don't mind that guy, LeBeouf.
I mean, yeah. Until he does Eagle Eye.
I mean, if
that's true, that movie was.
I mean, if
that's or what, Indiana Jones 4.
If that's what they're going to do, like take all of these cartoons and just take the action aspect out of all of them, and like make new movies using the old characters, then you know, for action movies, yeah, but it won't be paying homage to any other the love that we had for these for the original properties. I mean, it's not like because the DBZ movie is going to suck, right? But if it does have, if it is a decent action movie, it won't be because Dragon Ball Z was a great cartoon. It's going to be because they made a decent action movie out of it.
Yeah. So, no movie you want to see?
No, I mean, it, like people, like, I love Metal Gear, you know this, and that game is as close to a movie as, you know, we're going to get. But if they should try to make that into a movie, I really don't think it would work. Because, like, the game part of it accounts for a lot of the reason why you love the game. Right? The cinematic part.
Wait, hang on. So what you're saying, what you're saying is that the reason you like the game is the game
right?
I don't understand what you really mean, and then they wrap
the cinematic aspect around the gameplay, which is why I enjoy it even more. But if you are to strip out the gameplay and just leave the cinema, you know, it might all fall apart. I don't know, but I mean, hope they're trying to make that movie too. I hope that never happens. But this is Hollywood. They'll make anything as long as they think it'll make money. So I just want them
name
to
recognition
get,
is all
I,
they want.
I just want them to get all the crap out of the way quickly. I don't want, you know, every year they destroy a little more of my childhood. I just want like them to pick a year and have all of it come out.
I just like to say, you know, as an official bet, I'll bet you by the time you're 30, your childhood will all be gone. you won't want to remember it because of Hollywood.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen, but there's nothing I can do. Except not watch the movies.
You people are so bitter.
Yes.
So, you know, you seem as if you've been downtrodden by some sort of imaginary
oppressor. Oh yeah. And then when you hit 50, they'll start ruining the rest of your childhood by the movies that you did like when you were 20.
Exactly. So when they remade The Fountain, and when they remade The Dark Knight, A Lot of the Rings, when they go back and they're like, we've run out of ideas, we need to start remaking all of, when they remade The Watchmen, when George Lucas is, when they remake all
Star Wars. Star Wars, A New Hope, again.
When Tarantino is dead and they pass on the rights to his movies.
Let's start.
And they make a good version of Jackie Brown and crap versions of everything else.
All right, you know what? Cut. Right, we're cutting that right there.
You know, what? We can say anything, but all of a sudden touch on QT and then somebody's...
No, we're not allowed to.
Somebody's getting a little bit itchy, antsy, yeah.
I see him turning down mic levels.
I hope you can still hear us.
But honestly, when it comes to like movie adaptations of animes, the only one I can think of that might be semi-interesting to see what they would do, mainly because I like the anime, but not perfectly.
You don't perfectly like this anime?
Bleach?
Not Bleach.
Naruto?
Not Bleach.
No. Pokemon?
No, it's not plain known. I'd love to see what they do with Code Geass, which I think is one of the best animes made.
I wish I knew what he's talking about.
I'm sorry, I don't speak nerd.
and I want to see what they could do with Trigun.
Okay, with the manga.
No. No.
That's a nice little cartoon. I like that one.
Listen, they're just getting comic book movies right. And you want them to, you know, make the leap to obscure comic book movies. Please. Oh my word.
Hold on.
Please, no.
I might understand you didn't like Trigun.
No, I love Trigun.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I don't want them to destroy it.
But you should watch Code Geass. I'll give it to watch.
Okay.
Alright. Moving on to the next news story. One of Douglas's favorite directors.
Woohoo!
Terry Gilliam is back at work on Who Killed Don Quixote.
What has he made?
What are you talking about? What has he made?
He's made
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He's made Brazil, though nobody probably knows about that one. He's made the movie that didn't do too well with Heath Ledger and The Brothers Grimm. Yeah. He made Fisher King.
He made most of the Monty Python movies.
Well, he was a co-director most of the time, I think. But yes, he was in Monty Python.
Okay, so he's made nothing good. Okay.
Hold on.
What? Hey,
you know what? I'm going to pull up the official
list. I have to walk out of the room or something because I might, you know, beat down this bastard.
All right. The official list, Terry Gilliam as a director, he's done The Brothers Grimm, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Amazing.
12 Monkeys.
Amazing.
The Fisher King, I haven't seen that.
The 90s 12 Monkeys.
The Adventures of Baron Munkenhausen, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
No, that was kind of... I remember watching it when I was really young and loving it because it was all over the place.
IQ was
too. No, we're going into the 80s now with Brazil.
Awesome.
The Crimson Permanent Assurance.
Oh, no, stop. That is actually a part of
that's
Python
part of the meaning of life.
Yes, the meaning of
yeah,
life.
It's the same year here. The Meaning of Life, Time Bandits, Jabberwocky, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, The Miracle of Flight, and Storytime. Out of all of these movies, I have seen The Brothers Grimm, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, The Meaning of Life, Monty Python, Brazil. Yeah, that's all I've seen.
I've actually seen most of them. I haven't seen Jabberwocky.
I want to watch Fisher King and 12 Monkeys.
Yeah, I've seen most of Fisher, or some of Fisher King. I haven't seen all of it. 12 Monkeys is amazing, man. It's really good.
I don't know about amazing.
Yeah, that's true. I really should say that. But it's pretty decent.
He's one of those more eccentric directors.
I must say, I've never been a fan of the Python movies.
Really?
I don't know.
Not even Holy Grail?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's something that doesn't connect with me. I don't know. Right, I need to, because I saw them a while ago. Maybe now that I've matured, in quotes, I might find something.
Those movies aren't made for maturity.
Exactly. No, maybe as my taste in movies has matured. I don't know. I'll watch them again and see if, you know, there's something missing. But I didn't really like those. But 12 Monkeys and what's the one with Las Vegas?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Man. The movie about based on Hunter S. Thompson's book.
Okay. I have same name. I just said that to annoy. Yeah. But Don Quixote.
Don Quixote.
Quixote. Don Quixote. You know.
Right. I've actually, you know what I watched today, because I think, was it Film School Rejects or First Showing that I saw the article, and I can't remember, but they had a link to the actual 7 minutes of the only remaining 7 minutes from the old movie, and I watched it on YouTube.
I haven't seen it now.
It was, I don't know, I looked at it and I said to myself, this kind of looks like crap. But then at the same time, I thought, you know what? If I had seen 6, you know, minute long random clips from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which is top notch, I probably would have said the same thing. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, and he's also directing. I'm not sure if it's done.
Oh, the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus,
last
yeah.
Heath Ledger movie, the one that he died while, the one that he was doing when he died.
So he killed Heath Ledger.
Essentially.
Okay.
That's fine. Wrong. Let's take that one out.
He worked his death.
Tell you.
Stop with the whip.
Stop being Joker, damn it.
Do we know anything about this Don Quixote movie?
I know that it's about Don Quixote, I think. And I know that it didn't get made. And I know that he just got the rights back.
That's that guy from all the Warner Brothers cartoons, right?
Yeah, I remember a cartoon about Don
Wait,
Quixote.
Honestly, do you not know who Don Quixote is?
I know the name of them.
Okay, well, it's actually a book. I'm sorry, I was joking around with you.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay, no. Don Quixote
is a cartoon, which I'm sure is wrong.
Alright, it's based on, it is a book, or it was, it started out as a book. And it's about this guy that's essentially crazy, and he runs around thinking that he's on these huge like adventures when he really isn't. He's like fighting windmills when he thinks he's fighting a giant, that kind of thing. So that's what the Don Quixote story is about. However, I have to say that looking at the 7 minutes, it didn't look like it was specifically about that. Oh. It may have been something else.
Because it says here on Slash Film that Johnny Depp and Gene Rorschach were the leads in the 2000 version that was shut down.
Yeah, and they said wherever I read it that Johnny Depp is still attached.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's good.
Yeah, but he's attached to everything.
Well, then...
Everything.
That means that I'll then, have at
yeah,
least one good actor in every movie that I watch.
But
that's great.
Only see the Pirates movies.
I like those.
He likes
movies.
Them, yeah. I only like the first one. I think the second one is alright. Third one...
Way too far.
It does go way too far, but it's still fun to watch every once in a while.
I have to say, though, I still don't think it was a good movie. I have warmed to it since it's come on TV.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say on that.
Alright, moving along. Apparently, Joaquin Phoenix, as we know a couple months ago, decided to announce his retirement from acting.
No, stop. It's Joaquin Diddy.
I'm getting to that point. Joaquin Phoenix, he announced his retirement.
Or J-Dog. J-Dog. That's his name, though. J-Dog.
Announced his retirement from acting. And he's decided to move on with a music career.
Mr. P.
But this music
Master
career...
Master P.
Copyright infringement.
He wants to become a rapper. And Puff Daddy, I refuse to call him P. Diddy or Diddy.
So wait, hang on. What is any more or less asinine about Puff Daddy than P. Diddy or Diddy? Really?
The fact that you want to change your name every 2 weeks.
Yes, but how is Puff Daddy any worse than P. Diddy?
Could we get back to the real story?
They're both equally ridiculous. Anyway, back to
Joaquin
the story.
Phoenix is going off to become a rapper, and
thank the Lord.
What, you didn't like him?
Because, we've had such a drought of good rappers recently that Joaquin Phoenix is going to come in and save.
Wait, Puff Daddy producing, and Casey Affleck is going to direct a documentary about it.
Thanks. There is another 2 hours of my life that won't be wasted watching absolute. I'm glad that I hear about this now, so I don't have to waste my time later. Because this is stupid. His music will be stupid. Puffy is stupid. I mean, this is Why is this news? Can we move on?
Wait a second. I see a big download link there. What's that?
No, that's an add-on, Slash Film.
Slash Film. That's why I don't go to your site. Big ads in the middle of the articles. What the hell? Come on. Better than that.
Yeah, they have to make their money. Leave them alone.
Whatever.
Yeah, but if they've got ads on the side, ads on the top, ads on the other side, don't put it in the middle of the article.
Could we move on to more pressing matters?
All right. Casey Affleck, he has no...
Why are we still talking about this?
No. You know what? You can't say that because guess what? Ben didn't have any experience either. And look at what he did with his brother there in that movie. Gone Baby Gone. That was really good.
No, but I was seen as a director.
And so was I.
Why are we still talking about this? This is retarded.
Did Ben direct anything before that? Did he?
No.
Exactly. He didn't have any experience either.
Joaquin Phoenix. Average actor. Right? Average.
I'd say better than average. I wouldn't say great, but better than average.
He was heading in the direction of being a good actor, and then he decided, no, I'm going to just be another shitty rapper. Could we move on, please? Don't want to talk about the story anymore. Damn it, man.
All right. Whatever.
Slash Film, you need to take out that.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's what? A quarter of the site is actual news? Right?
If that much.
Right? Every inch that they can spare goes to ads.
You've got Google ads on the right. You've got up top there some huge banner ad thing.
And they have the audacity to beg for money in their podcast. Oh, it's the only way we're going to keep this podcast going is if you send us money. No, damn it. Get enough money from Google ads covering every inch of this. You can't even click on anything. Right? Click this to skip. To go to article, click here. Would you like to install this program? No, Slash Room.
Slash Room isn't that bad. They don't have the pop-up.
It has a download now link. What the hell? What is that?
That's just an ad for something completely different.
Automatically just repair that computer errors. Scan your system now.
It's another Google ad.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's nice.
But hold on. I'd just like to say I have absolutely no problem with Slash Film or the Slash Film cast. Right? I personally think it's kind of annoying to see so many ads on a website, but the man has to make his money. Leave him alone.
No.
Get
a job like a real person.
All right, you're telling me if like you weren't being paid a good amount from this podcast, from ads on the website, or from donations from listeners, you wouldn't like that? You wouldn't allow the site to look whatever for the ads?
Yes, but it still wouldn't make it better for the people reading the site, would it? It would still be just as annoying for my readers.
Man, this has got really awful. I really just started doing it because
it was funny.
Is like, you know, I'm gonna edit out your bad remark. That's the only reason I really started going so bad. But Damien, you're getting to another level there, I have to say.
Because I didn't have a problem with Slash Film until this youth was going to edit out an entire section of our unrelated podcast because it doesn't want to pimp slap Slash Film for their terrible choices in having ads covering the entire page at the site.
Then be like me and just read it off the RSS where there are no ads.
Moving right up.
Right,
Jackie Chan to play Mr. Miyagi in new Karate Kid movie. So just in case you thought that, you know, having Will Smith, bastard son, in the movie wasn't bad enough, we're going to have Jackie Chan in the movie. I say we're calling some other people too.
Could bring in Hilary Swank.
No, because she can't.
No, she already did the.
But that's what I'm saying. She could be like, you know, some sort of karate.
We need
adult.
You know, people with who are devoid of acting ability. We need to pull out all the stops.
So you're saying maybe Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. let's see who else could we put in
Paul.
There. That girl from Mean Girls, what's her name? And she's thrown her career
Rachel
away.
McAdams?
No! What are you talking about? The one that can't act like...
Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
Right, Lindsay Lohan.
The coke addict. Right.
The girl that can't act from Transformers. Megan Fox.
But Simon Pegg, she said she could act.
And that movie was terrible because of it.
I didn't think that movie was as bad as people made it out to
be. And you're wrong.
I still haven't seen it. It's on my list.
But you're not allowed to buy the DVD. I just had to let you know.
I know. Well, I could get the region 2 import. I could get the UK import.
That
would be okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So this movie is going to suck. Who is making this new Karate Kid movie?
Is it Fox?
If it's Fox, we need to end this podcast.
Hold on. Let me double check this.
Fox cannot be making such atrocious decisions. Right?
Well, actually, it's not.
Yeah, but they probably... Exactly, they need to stop Karate Kid soon.
So let's see, the drum roll is on. So, who is the big studio?
Oh, and I have to bring it up, see if.
Untitled Karate Kid remake.
Company credits. And it's Columbia.
Columbia, oh.
They're sharing the shit. The shit is being shared around.
Didn't Columbia put out Cloverfield?
No, that was Fox.
Was Fox? Check Cloverfield for me. It's
a good movie. Columbia put out Spider Man.
Ah, yes. Sony has billions of
dollars. I don't remember who did Clover.
I think it's Fox.
Great. Paramount.
Oh, Paramount.
Paramount?
Even better.
I don't know.
It was Paramount. And Paramount tends to make good pictures, I have to say. I mean, except for Indiana Jones 4. 4. The rest of the Indiana Jones are also.
75%.
You have to get bump that up to like 85 for all the games.
And no, it's still
and people love the TV show. The young Indiana Jones TV show.
75.
Did you watch that TV show?
I saw a couple episodes.
I thought it was awesome at the time. Then I grew up about 5 years and watched it again.
And your IQ jumped past 20.
It was awful. You know who was in it? I think his name is Sean Patrick Flannery. He was in stuff like that Willem Dafoe movie, Boondock Saints. Yeah,
I love that movie, by the way. Boondock Saints is great.
He was also in a movie with Christopher Walken called Suicide Kings. Not his best
role. Not everyone. There's very few actors that have made consistent good movies. Very.
Yep, that's him, I think.
Yeah, Sean Patrick Flannery, he was in it. He's gonna be in Boondock Saints 2, which should be coming out in 2009.
Assuming it gets written. Look how long the writer's been talking about it.
No, it's in post-production now.
Really? It's been filmed and everything?
Yeah, I remember seeing them film it. I mean, they had a huge viral marketing start already with a Sean Patrick Flannery Twitter account, which came up, which was actually him. They had a video blog go up about it. They even had a two or three hour broadcast on Justin TV where the producer sat down and answered questions from anybody who came and asked in the chat.
So it might actually come. That's not bad.
Not bad at all. So, assuming you're into that.
So yeah, that's it for the news. I mean, really,
it has been the worst week. The news about this.
Well, no, I mean,
no, yeah, there was the Watchmen working.
No, I mean, in terms of us discussing news, yeah, it has been atrocious.
So we're going to get on to the trailers that we have this week.
Yay!
And I want to start out.
Don't start hard. Start.
Next day air.
Let's start next day air.
What?
I want to end with the one I'm pretty sure you want to start with. Exactly. Let's end with the big one.
All right, we'll start with next day air.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Oh, my bad. I thought y'all was hookers.
It's not like if we were, you could afford us anyway.
If we was, we couldn't afford us.
Miss Jackson wants to see you in her office right now.
If I get one call about you, you are fired.
You gonna fire me? Mom!
Don't mommy me.
How many hands do you think done touching your boxes before we get
like that?
If an American steals something, how you gonna get fired, man?
I wish they would. I'd be on Lion King crying. It's terrible discrimination.
I'm gonna need you to sign.
You get anything today?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep. What is this?
Apartment 303.
West across the hall.
I know this ain't what I think it is.
It is?
Yeah! Oh,
am I dreaming?
I know who we can sell it to. Bingo.
Boom.
I'll put $150,000 in your pocket today.
A man.
I need to count that money.
It's crazy.
Hello? You got it, right?
What? It ain't come here. The delivery dude, he stole me.
We're gonna need more of these.
What is it gonna work?
Ay, Dios mío.
No, that's him right there. Turn around. All the way.
I don't think it's him.
It's not me.
Turn around.
Oh, so you said all the way.
Can I say one thing?
What?
I like your outfit. You look very nice.
10 people.
My bad. Get things.
24 hours.
Get the body.
That's what I'm saying.
Only one way to survive.
School's up. Recess is over.
Think inside the box.
Yo, what's up?
I dropped the box off here. It's the wrong address. So do you have it?
Well, we did have it.
Day air.
And we're back, and that was Next Day Air.
Yeah, that was Next Day Air, the new stoner comedy for next year.
Which looks amazing. It has Mos Def, which is always a plus. It's got Brown Bear. It's got Avon Barksdale. And one of the ladies in that thing was from Entourage.
Who was from Entourage?
I can't remember who she was in the trailer. I wasn't really watching it, but she was Turtle's girlfriend that had the dad that didn't like him. From the
auto shop?
Auto shop, yeah.
The one who likes shoes.
Yeah.
The one who Turtle says is Turtle with tits.
Basically.
That's scary.
Before he got to get down with the Sopranos. But yeah, this movie looks hilarious. I have to say, I'm gonna definitely watch it when it comes out, if it comes out in Jamaica, and if it doesn't, I'll have to wait, but I'll watch it anyway.
This movie definitely looks average to me. I mean, it looks like they're trying to push the stoner comedy since it's become really popular recently with Harold and Kumar, Pineapple Express. It's become really popular, but this looks like it might just fail. Just be short of good.
True.
I mean, I see certain people in there. There's, as you said,
Turk
from Scrubs. There's Mos Def, who I love as an actor, a rapper. Everything he does, I love.
So you like that last album he put out?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I actually
not.
Like every single album he's put out.
That last album was awesome.
Yeah.
Joel needs to talk.
What does he have bad things
oh,
to
my
say
word.
Or good things?
Joel is going to stab you. The most beautiful boogeyman says hello. And he's going to stab you.
You can give him a Skype name. Call him and be all crazy.
Yeah, man. Andrew doesn't like this because he's racist. We've spoke about this before.
There's Avon
White
Tail from the
Andrew
White,
would have
the
loved this movie. Right? This movie is basically Pineapple Express.
With black people,
and Andrew doesn't like it already.
I loved Craig Robinson in Pineapple Express.
Because he's racist.
No.
He's the black guy in Pineapple Express.
He didn't like him.
Yeah,
yes,
but
I did.
Andrew, you have to say that so we try and think that you're not racist.
Exactly.
We know that. We know what you're trying to do.
Behind all of this, Andrew.
By the way, I'd like to say I see one comment in our chat room. Do we have an audience? Yay!
Yeah.
I'm very happy for that.
So yeah, I'm gonna say wait for DVD for this one.
No, I'll be watching this.
Yeah. I mean, no, I see you, Andrew, though, however. I do realize that the trailer could be over-exaggerating its funniness a little bit. And it does look like it could be one of those movies that the trailer looks great and the movie was crap. But I think I'd like to give it a chance.
I mean, I definitely love the opening moment when the girls walk past.
Yes!
And he asks if they're hookers. and generally, I try to avoid movies with Mike Epps in it.
True. I do not like Mike Epps.
He's not good.
Touche, Andrew.
If ever there was a rule to follow.
And now I guess we can go on to our second trailer. We were going to talk about Killshot, but we skipped that out. We decided it was too crappy to look at. And now we're going to look at another crappy trailer,
Fast and
the Furious.
What a no.
Get out of the way!
Give me a name! Give me a name!
You here to take me in, O'Connor?
Hell no.
She's my friend, too.
I'm going with you.
I ain't coming back.
This is where my jurisdiction ends.
And this is where mine begins. What's to stop someone from telling them you're a cop?
The same thing that's keeping me from telling them why you're really here. A lot has changed.
You're right.
Okay, Andrew, all I have to say about this one is Paul Walker.
Give me a name.
No, that's more like Paul Walker playing Batman.
Oh, that's true.
Soulja Boy is in the trailer.
You know what? This movie looks almost as bad as Crash, I have to say. Almost. Not quite there, but almost.
Fine, you must stop hating on Crash.
Didn't you like Crash, Andrew?
Stop hating on Crash.
But it was awful. I mean, every time I saw, I watched the movie. I gave it a chance. Andrew gave me his DVD. I took it. I put it in. And I watched it.
But Ludacris rode on a bus.
And I said to myself, every 5 minutes I'd say, you know what? The cheesiest thing, the most outdated thing they could do is this. And then they did it. It was just amazing. So many times and I said that.
I mean, people complain about the dialogue in Juno. That's probably why Crash beat it in the end.
But, no, Crash and Juno are two different years.
The dialogue. No, I mean, no, there's people who hate
Juno and
hate
love
Juno
Crash.
And love Crash.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand.
So which
but
side
there's
are
people
you on,
who complain Andrew? About Juno's dialogue, but I don't understand how they turn around and watch Crash.
All right. Number one, I love Juno. Mm-hmm. I was maybe the only person I know who was quietly, when the Oscars came around, quietly sat down and said, I'd love it if Juno won Best Picture, just because it's a little movie up against all the other ones. I agree that No Country should have won, and it did win, and I love that one as well, but Juno was kind of pressing for it. Crash, when it came out in 2005, or was it 2004? Can't remember. I went to
I
the
don't
theaters.
Care.
I went to the theaters to go and watch this movie without knowing one shred of information about it. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what it was.
Ludacris.
I remember when I was in the theater and I saw the names come up and it said Ludacris, and I was like, oh shit,
I'm in the wrong theater.
I have to leave very soon.
And you should have left.
But I enjoyed the movie when I watched it.
I know, Andrew, it's because you're racist.
Yeah. Only you would enjoy watching people do that to other
and
people.
Be racist against other racist people.
Yes.
Right? And it was poorly done. It wasn't even like good. Racism is subtle.
What?
When did racism become
no,
subtle?
No, because it's no longer 1920. You can't be out and out racist anymore. Real racism,
you,
nowadays.
So you're saying
like
racists don't exist. You're
no,
saying
they do exist, but you're subtle, right?
You're saying,
you walk up to somebody and you say, hey, usually I'm not racist, but insert group name here, followed by fucked up conversation.
That's the bullshit. There are tons of like openly horrible racists
where,
in the world.
Where are they? Where are they?
In Spain.
I don't know about them because we're not racist in Germany.
Actually, no. What? I was just about to talk about something that happened in Spain the other day, but what? How are...
I mean, there's redneck people that name him themselves, them children, Adolf Hitler and Aryan Nation. But they're like the only two people on earth that's willing to do that.
I can't remember. What was that story again?
Then...
Where was that?
In America. Where was it? It's in America. Right? They're rednecks. They named their children Adolf Hitler and the Aryan Nation.
I think
was it by accident
or
Was it by accident or was it like...
No, they child services are taking away the show. Not because of the name though, which would have been awesome. They need to have a law that prevents people from giving their children shitty names. I have a friend that works in our bar. His name is Marvelous. That's what's on his birth certificate.
No. I'll give you one better. Marvelous. I'll give you one better. There was a show on local television the other day called Schools Challenge Quiz. And so it's kind of like Jeopardy for, you know, children. High schools. And one of the girls' names was, it's pronounced Iabcde. And the spelling is I, A, B, C, D, E. That's her first name.
Her I'm mother serious. Should be put in prison. For time and all.
Hold on. No, but what you really have to think about this, right, is when the mother, when the nurse asked for the child's name, was it like the mother was so crazily out of it at that point that she just mumbled something like, and the nurse wrote down Iabcde and she couldn't bother change it? Or was it something that they planned from 5 months before? I'm going to name my child ABCD.
Regardless of the situation, there's no way. There should be laws preventing children from... you need to give children, you know, a head start in life. Not to set them back. Like Obama's mother named him Barack Hussein. Hussein Obama. Right? Giving him as little a head start as is humanly possible.
And now he's going to be the president of America.
Yes. But there's no point giving him the hardest way. Give them an easy... Give him a normal name. Like John or Adam. Right? Iabcde? Really? Susan couldn't have worked.
Hold on. Going on about names. Didn't you tell me about this guy named Suki?
Yes.
Suki.
Suki, I'm sorry to have to do this thing.
And the
restaurant manager, his name is Suki. S-U-C-K-I. There has been many jokes. What happened? What was the thought process like? Suki.
First of all, I'd love to know how we got here from Fast and Furious.
I have no clue, actually. We need to rewind and figure it out.
He said that the trailer looks as bad as Crash. You said you like Crash.
And we called you racist. We equated
Crash to your racism.
Yeah.
And now we're moving on.
I don't know, we have to speak up. Anyways.
I know we're moving on.
Alright, Fast and Furious trailer. Let's just get the final word.
Mm-hmm. Crap. Jordana Brewster is back in another movie. She was in Debs. Debs was the worst movie of all time. There's a Debs 2. So this movie is just preparation
for
Debs 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I kind of want to watch Fast and Furious.
I know, and
you would.
I mean, this trailer shows me that they have the action, which is all I really want to see.
But you don't want to watch Crank 2. No, Crank 2. Okay, so I finally let's see him backpedal his way out of this one. Oh, it has the action down. Fast and the Foolishness. But no. Crank, that is all action and nothing else. No, I don't want to. Because Crank looks stupid, but and this looks awesome. Please, Andrew, you need to explain this.
All right, yes. You have me. I'm going to admit defeat here.
What's that crawling through the window again? Logic. Uh-huh.
No, that's my dignity going right behind me.
Okay, well, I guess we've talked about The Fast and the Furious, and clearly you can hear that while Andrew foolishly thinks that it might be an okay movie, we are of the opinion, myself and Damien, that it is not going to be.
The correct opinion.
Right, the correct opinion. And no,
they've tried it 3 times and none of them have worked.
Right, but anyway, we can see now on the screen we're gearing up for our last big trailer. We all love this one, or at least I think we do. I don't know about Damien, but you see what you think.
My name's Charles Bronson, and all my life I've wanted to be famous. I knew I was made for better things. I just didn't know what else. This is the post office I did over. This is what I got away with. And this is what they gave me.
7 years!
Don't worry, son. You'll be out in 4.
I'll give you magic in there.
Magic? You just pissed on a gypsy in the middle of nowhere. It's hardly the hottest ticket in town, darling.
I love you.
I love Brian.
Who's Brian?
Holiday?
Yeah. Sound better than that. I'm gonna make a name for myself.
Bam, bam. Knockout. You're a fucking star.
I did come into this world as Michael Peterson, but I'll go out with my fighting name, Brontë.
So that was Bronson, and I want to hear Damien's point of view, because what I didn't know is he actually hadn't seen it before, and this is the first time he's seen it. So what do you think, Damien?
Yeah, it looks intriguing, I must say. I know some of the history, Andrew will know.
I know you should know because I've seen the trailer.
But, his life, unlike Harvey Milk, was pretty interesting. So I'd like to see what they do. Hopefully, They keep the action aspect, because there's a lot of action in this trailer. I hope they keep that, relatively low, because I want to see more of how he became this person. Not just him walking around, killing and strangling people and punching people in the face, because we know that part. So I want to see, what was his reasoning behind all of that?
Yeah. I really like the trailer, actually. I love,
The song was good.
Yeah, but I love the fact that it looks so comedic. Like, it looks like it's a big dark comedy, and the action is a good feature as well. And I love, the story. Just think about it. It's almost like it's tailor made for the movies. A guy that goes to jail for 7 years, supposed to be out in 4, ends up staying for like 40. Whoa. No, but as you say, you want to see more dramatic. This was a guy who was in jail for 40 years. 3/4 of that time was spent in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're probably more than likely going to see most dramatic over the action. There was a quote in the trailer about comparing it to Clockwork Orange.
Great movie.
I think that movie is just way too disturbing to watch more than maybe 2 times.
By the way, I have to say, Damien made a thumbs up. And so, it's seeing as it's a radio show, I don't know why Damien thought that maybe
the viewers weren't
supposed to hear it. It was a thumbs up to what he said. I don't think I need to say it. Oh yes, I liked it as well, because you already said that.
And it definitely looks like it's going to play on the dark comedy factor, especially with this actor, how his facial expressions when he's speaking,
yes,
the voice, it just looks like, even if it isn't intended as a comedy, I'll find some points funny just because of how the guy expresses the role.
You think it's funny to beat up people, Andrew? Is that it? To kill other people?
Didn't you laugh at Fight Club?
Yes. I think it's funny. I'm just asking you whether you think
it's not a movie.
So, honestly, I'm not sure whenever I'll be able to watch this movie, because this looks like one of those that are going to be released in 2 theaters in the States, but I want to watch it.
You can just set aside some money.
Who's the producers again? Do we have to announce everyone now?
But it's not Fox, maybe we can get it.
Yeah.
Because clearly Fox doesn't like us. They've turned us down.
We need to boycott Fox.
Yeah, we really do.
I have to search.
Not only do they almost make us miss out on Watchmen, but they told us that we can't get certain screens. What the hell? Fox, come on. So,
I'm searching for the studio now.
And the studio is
Vertigo Films.
Vertigo! Okay, wait, Vertigo is in a comic book Vertigo? Is it the same people?
No. I don't know if it's... I don't think it's the same people, because Vertigo is just a subdivision of DC in comic book world. I don't know about this.
Come on, Vertigo? I've seen several movies from...
Okay. That's fun. Maybe they can get us a trend. Get on it, Andrew. Get us a screener.
Yeah, I'll look up their credentials and see who I have to call up and stuff.
Who do I have to call? Then who do I have to kill?
And just to let people know, this movie has a March 13th release in the UK and no other release date set.
Well, otherwise, that's according to IMDb, okay. So you know that might or might not be true.
So that's the excuse I need to use to go to England. I won't be watching the movie. Football,
I mean, you'll be in London.
Let's be serious.
I'll be in Manchester. Maybe if Manu come to play Arsenal, I'll go in.
We couldn't get tickets for that. I think those are sold out in 2020.
Anyways, this is a movie I have to watch. I must watch.
Yes.
Alright, we're going to get into our main review tonight, which is A Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yay!
My name is Benjamin Button, and I was born under unusual circumstances. While everybody else was aging, I was getting younger, all alone.
Alright, so The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, David Fincher's newest film, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett. What do you guys think?
Nah, it was okay. Actually, one thing which is really small and stupid, but it just really irks me, was throughout the movie, and I've talked to you about this already. Throughout the movie, I was thinking to myself, how are they going to make Brad Pitt look like a baby and still be really tall? Because, if you think about it, he started out as a baby that was really old, right? All wrinkled and But as he grew older, he got bigger and he still was all wrinkled and stuff. So if he's a baby size when he's small or when he's young, he should be an adult size when he's old and just have like a baby's face. But they didn't do that. They just made him go into a baby again, which was, I don't know. I thought that was, I was very disappointed. I wanted to see, you know, this huge guy with a baby face wearing diapers or something.
I think that would be retarded because it'd be the story of people complaining why Tom Cruise isn't doing German. It would just sound too awkward. It would just look too weird to see a baby, a tall baby.
I agree with you. I see you on that point. However,
you were disappointed.
I was disappointed. I mean, I just had that picture in my mind. I'm like, how are they going to do this? How are they going to do this? And then they didn't do it, and I was very upset. But other than that, I think the movie was average. I didn't think it was anything great. Brad Pitt did well. I mean, I've come to really respect him as an actor, but this time it wasn't that big of a performance, that great of a performance. And the movie was a little bit slow for my tastes, and that's about it. I don't know. I would not have put this up for Best Picture this year.
The only thing I agree with Douglas is that the movie is a bit slow. That is the only thing that Douglas has said. The thing about him being old and tall with baby face is complete nonsense. And I would put this movie up for Best Picture. I don't think it should win, but it was definitely one of the better movies that we've had this year. as in my view. I love how the movie was shot. David Fincher, right?
That's his Fincher. Name, right?
He did Zodiac as well. The studio needs to talk to this man and tell him that movies don't have to be more than 2.5 hours long.
No, but remember, this is also the same guy that did Fight Club. It's not as if he's right. only doing slow, long movies.
Right. But the thing I like about his movies, it was the same thing with Zodiac, is that you know that it is a long movie, but it doesn't feel like a long movie. You aren't sitting there bored out of your mind wondering when this is all going to end. It was about Benjamin's entire life, and by the end of the movie, you had a pretty good idea of, you know, what it is that he went through. And I liked how they did tell the story. It wasn't just him sitting down and recapping the story. It was about the lady that he loved. She was on her deathbed and she was, you know, talking to her daughter. They explained the movie using that. There was also the running joke at the guy.
Yes, yes, I love that joke. Lightning.
And I don't know who okayed that, but thank you.
Hold on. I wasn't really counting when I was watching, but did they give you all 7?
I'm not sure. How many was it?
I counted 5, I think. It was 4 or 5. It wasn't all 7.
So David Fincher, we need the other 2. Get cracking.
Hopefully they put that on the DVD. That was it. I mean, because it came out of nowhere. I like the use of film grain in this movie. Because it's over about a 90-year period. And
do you think it was that long, 90 years?
Because he was 50 in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And the girl was in her 30s when the mother was dying.
Oh, yeah, so, I guess. Right. All right.
So it's about 80, 90 years.
He was born at the end of World War I, which was like 1918.
So, yeah, it was...
Right. Or 19...
No, it was before that. It's about 89
Andrew
years.
Shows his, you know, lack of history knowledge. Not even, you know, smart enough to go to Wikipedia before he talks, seeing as he's right in front of the computer right now.
And look up WW1. But in the beginning, they were using, you know, a lot of film grain. And when I saw the movie start up, I was wondering, you know, if there was a problem. If there was a problem with Carib. I just assumed that it was Carib's fault because we have the worst cinemas here in Jamaica. So I thought that the reason the picture looked like that was because of Carib. But as the movie progressed, you know, there was less and less. And when they moved it into basically present day, it was crystal clear picture. So I enjoyed that attention to detail. Some of the scenes that they shot, like when they, the first time you saw, New York, that first scene when they, I don't know where they got that picture from. I don't know who did it, but it was amazing. I have a picture, in my house of early New York. It's in black and white, but it's like taking that picture and I added color to it and you look spot on. So, and even Man on Wire, there's a lot of, images that they showed of early New York, because they were doing that movie and it was pretty similar. So I like the movie. I like the love story. Some people,
yeah, that
like
was good. I actually did like that part. I like the love story.
I enjoyed, you know, the story that they told. So I think this movie was better than okay. I like this movie a lot.
What about you, Andrew? What do you think?
I like the movie. First of all, my favorite David Fincher movie is Zodiac.
Zodiac, not yes. 7, not Fight Club, really?
7 7 comes close to
7
beating
is
it,
so good.
But I love Zodiac one. More, really. It's
the first rule about Fight Club.
Right, which is why I'm not saying anything, right? No, but, and as soon as I walked out of the theater, I actually went to watch it with Simon, who is a huge David Fincher fan. He was badgering me because my first comment was not as good as Zodiac. Right?
I disagree.
No, I agree completely.
I mean,
because they're different movies.
No, they are different movies. However, but one like is better them. Than the other.
No, I like them about this. I need to watch this movie more, like another couple of times to see if my opinion changed. But no, I like this about as much as I like Zodiac.
I mean, the movie was long. I mean, Curious Case. I'm talking about Curious Case. The movie was long, and unlike Zodiac, with its, both of them were just about the same length, I think, right? But unlike Zodiac, The Curious Case kept a slow pace, which I think was good for it, because unlike Zodiac, where it beefed up whenever you had an actual murder scene, and then slowed back down to a halt when you got to investigations, in this one, it kept the slow pace, so you never felt like the time was killing you. You had a constant sense of the movement of time, so you never had a problem with it. I think he got better in that sense.
No, but I think it worked in Zodiac, the ramping up and then slowing down, because that was basically what was happening. They got closer and then it all fell apart, and then it was just one guy that didn't want to give up on the Zodiac. So time like it was just a long stretch of time where there was nothing happening, right? Where you felt that, oh, you know, this is going nowhere. So I think he did that deliberately, right? In Zodiac, where he ramped it up for, you know, oh, we're almost going to catch him. And then when they realized that, no, we don't have a chance, then, you know, he slowed it back down almost to a halt and then sped it up again when he found new information.
Okay. right. But back to Curious Case. This movie, I think, is a really good movie. Cate Blanchett and Brad Pitt are awesome. One thing I have to say, which was hilarious when I was watching it in the theater, as you said, the movie starts out with Ben Button being born and as an old baby. Kind of a weird way to say it. And as the time progressed and he got to middle age and started to look more like Brad Pitt, I started to hear the women behind me shouting hot.
Like, Brad Pitt is what? 40?
Yes, he is.
Good Lord.
And I found that kind of funny because I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of females went to this movie thinking Brad Pitt is a star. I'm going to stare at this movie for the 2.5 hours.
I'm sure you're right.
When they really only got half an hour of Brad Pitt as Brad Pitt. This movie, it kept me engaged. And the one thing I have to say about it is it's a slower version of Forrest Gump. In that they're just numerous set pieces.
Without the heartwarming, you know, good times.
Yeah, without the heartwarmingness of Forrest Gump. They're just numerous set pieces and people he ends up meeting and ends up influencing his life.
And he wasn't retarded. Forrest Gump didn't go full retarded.
Forrest Gump wasn't retarded.
He was retarded. Come on. Andrew, let's be serious.
Right. But he charmed pants off of everyone as Robert Downey Jr. says in Tropic Thunder.
Ah, that's nice.
Right? And the movie was enjoyable because of it. And my favorite character that he got to meet was the sea captain. Mickey, I think his name was.
It wasn't Mickey, I can't remember. But yes, right. Yes, he was interesting.
No, like the first girl that he fell in love with. That was trying Tilda to swim Swinton? Across. Yeah,
yeah, but hey, let's not...
Was that Tilda Swinton?
Yes, yeah, it was Tilda Swinton.
Holy crap, I totally didn't realize that. I didn't realize
it was Tilda Swinton. So yes, Tilda Swinton is in the movie, and yeah. she plays one of the love interests.
That he banged. And he banged a lot of women.
Clearly we're about to tell you everything about the movie, so let's keep going,
he
you know.
He banged a lot of women in this movie.
And I'm trying to find... Captain Mike. Captain Mike is a sea captain. And he was just enjoyable because it brought me back to Forrest Gump moments, because he was fun. He was a fun character to watch and experience.
Oh, and Toby Tommy was in the movie as well.
Oh yeah, I saw that from the beginning. He's his father.
Yeah, the father.
And by Toby Tommy, we're talking about
Tommy from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Who is Jason Fleming?
Well, there we go.
the lady that played his mother. Every other movie that I've what's her name? Every other movie that I've seen her in, they have been terrible movies. I have never seen her in a movie and liked that movie. And she cannot, yes, that's her.
Taraji P. Henson. She was in The Family That Prayed.
She can actually act. Well, I didn't, there's other
Andrew,
movies that she's in.
You're fired.
Exactly. Fired yourself.
You know what? I am now the only person. Thank you very much.
No, there's Simon.
Okay, yeah, but Simon, he returns next week. Unfortunately, he couldn't get here this week. So.
Yeah. She was in Hustle and Flow, which I love.
I still haven't watched that one. I really do want to watch it.
She was in Hustle and Flow.
Okay, so that makes two movies that she's been in.
Let's see. Happened. Talk to Me. You love that movie.
Yes, she was bad. The girlfriend. I saw a piece of it. It was not that great.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking. Maybe I'm confusing her with somebody else. Because I love that movie. Talk to Me was awesome.
So yeah, time for your backpedaling.
Yeah. Maybe I was thinking of her. Whatever. But she played the role that she played in this one. She was, it was really, really good in this movie. She played his mother, and we all have mothers.
They're good.
She played her mother.
One thing I have to say that I kind of like about this movie, even though it starts out in 1918, and we have checked this online, I was right. World War One ended 1918, and it continues throughout history. Most movies that take the historical note, especially in America, even though they're not all about it, they always tend to give you one moment where they point it out. They push it in your face, the racism of back in the day. Even though during this movie, you never really saw a black character unless it was a servant or a waiter or something. They never at any moment had that one scene, which was the black character trying to say something and the white man telling him about how he should act, which I kind of enjoyed not having to sit through that scene for the billionth time. Yeah,
but there was one sort of thing at the end. The movie starts out at the end, but basically at the end of the World War, and it ends in Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah,
I think it's such a great nod. Okay, so it starts out when the world was...
Starts out 1918.
Right, it starts out when the world almost ended. And ends when George was just trying to end the
world. Ended in 2008 in New Orleans with the Hurricane Katrina.
2003.
What the hell am I saying? Katrina. 2003.
I like that. Spike Lee would have been cool.
I'm sure when you get the DVD, the behind the scenes would be Spike Lee directed.
No. Because then this movie would have been racist.
No, he was contracted just for behind the scenes. He wasn't allowed to touch the first unit camera. But now that I think about it, I did notice the Katrina reference, but now that I think about it, and continuing on the racism factor, that is a huge thing. Is, they never, but I do love, yeah, as I said, they never pushed it in your face.
So, Douglas thought it was average. I think it is much better than average. I really like this movie. I like it about the same as I like Zodiac. Fight Club. It's definitely his best work.
It is flashiest. It's flashiest.
I do, however, love Seven. I think Seven and Fight Club could mash it out together.
Right. Will there ever be a better pairing than Norton and Brad Pitt? Tell me a better pairing than those. That movie. Forever. Every time you hear Fight Club, you will bring a smile to your face.
Better pairing. You said better pairing?
Better pairing.
Pacino, De Niro.
Alright, this podcast. Thank you for listening to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is
the
Damian.
Official,
yeah, the official podcast for G Man Reviews. This is Damian signing off for Andrew and Douglas.
No, hold on. But seriously, there are better pairings. And one thing I'm going to say about Fight Club that I love that I discovered on YouTube years later. I'm sure this is on the DVD. I don't have it. I want to get it. It's a take of Brad Pitt and Ed Norton sitting on the stairs on set singing the penis song.
Yeah.
To cut clips of the movie.
Oh. That's not bad. That's... you said better pairings. Where?
Alright, better pairing. Well, there's Heat.
Heat. I have to say, I saw that movie just the other day and I'm in love. I love that movie. It's amazing. And why are you looking around somewhere like...
He's looking to see if he can find it.
Oh, if he can find it? He doesn't have it.
No, I'm trying to see if it gets any more inspiration.
Oh, I see. Okay, so he has his huge wall of DVDs behind him that he's looking at now to see if he can find any pairing that either matches or surpasses the greatness of Brad Pitt and Edward Norton.
Exactly. I mean, Keith is a great movie, don't get me wrong. Keith is fantastic.
And just to let you know also...
I was actually... By the way, I thought that you would say... I thought that you would say Norton and Matt Damon from Rounders. That's what I thought your first choice would be.
Yeah, but there's no way
that I was Trump's coming to that. and another thing which I loved, coming back to David Fincher, I loved the guys who played the detectives in Zodiac.
Right. Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo and the other guy. Man. I can't remember him.
That was can't remember awesome his name, but he's from he ER and Top Gun.
Whoever cast his movies.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, that's clear.
Alright, so just final statements on Curious Case. Douglas says average.
Pretty much.
B plus E-ish.
I'm definitely in your same region, B plus, because... And one thing I have to say about this movie is, honestly, I don't think it deserves a nomination for Best Picture.
I don't think it should win.
No, definitely not win. But I don't think it should bother to be nominated.
I enjoy the movie.
I think they should leave that slot open for The Dark Knight for that TV.
Well, yeah, no. But if you're going to say, you leave a slot open for the Dark, then we can tear all or whatever them have on the list of the list. I'm willing to drop all of those movies, any movie, to get The Dark Knight.
Alright, so this is the end of episode 3 of the Unnamed Movie Podcast, the official podcast of G-Man Reviews. Andrew.
Damien, representing the Gully side.
And of course, as you know, this is Barbara Walters.
Signing off. This has been 60 minutes.
We'll see you next time.
Seacrest out!
We broadcast every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on Ustream, and you can find episodes on gmanreviews.com. If you want to contact us, you can email us at unnamed@gmanreviews.com. Yeah. Enjoy, and that's it.